Well, we're going to talk football this morning. I know the high school and college seasons are over and the NFL season is getting there, but we're still going to talk a little football this morning. Mitchell Williamson joins us this morning. Mitchell is the son of David and Julie Williamson. They live over by Wyota, and he's been playing a little extra football this year. Mitchell, how are you this morning?
Great.
Thanks for coming by. You're a seventh grader at Cam.
Yep.
And you played junior high football with the Cam Cougars.
Yep.
Great season?
2-4. Pretty good.
Learned a lot, though.
Yeah.
It's a proving ground. I mean, we all want to win when we go out, but it's a proving ground. Now, after the football season was over, the junior high season was over, most kids are, you know, they're packing it in. They're thinking about wrestling or basketball or girls or something else, you know, at that point. But you kept playing football. Tell me a little bit about that adventure.
It was fun. We started out, we had tryouts in July. That was just a non-padded tryout, just kind of a speed thing. And then we had a follow-up tryout in September. And that was a full padded, full contact, and you just went whenever,
Well, this is for an organization called Football University.
Yeah.
And personally, I'd never heard of it before. It's still relatively new, especially here in Iowa, but this is actually the second year you've done this, correct?
Yeah.
You did it at the sixth grade level last year.
Yep.
How'd you find out about it in the first place?
There was a coach from West Des Moines when I was on the Steeler League, and he talked to one of our Atlantic coaches and said that, talked about this football university and what kind of a deal it was. And then he said that he invited me to come and play, so we just decided to go to one practice and see what it was like. So we went to one practice, and I absolutely loved it, and I've done it ever since.
Really? Who would have thought that playing in the Steelers youth football program here locally would have turned into something maybe on a bigger scale?
I don't know. It's a big thing.
You didn't dream about that necessarily, but here you are all of a sudden.
Pleasant surprise.
Well, yeah, and obviously a good experience for you last year at the sixth grade level. You went, you tried out, you were selected to be a part of the team, and you're traveling a bit.
Yeah.
Where'd you travel last year?
Last year, we did the two games in West Des Moines, and then we qualified to go down to Kansas City, Missouri for the regional finals. And then this year, we went to a warm-up tournament down in Topeka, and then we started the tournament in Des Moines. Then we had regionals in Wichita, Kansas. And then after we qualified there, we had our semifinal and final championship games down in San Antonio, Texas.
You guys had a great season this year.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Before we talk about the season in general, talk about the process, because it's not just a matter of, okay, we show up, we sign a check real quick for the entry fee, and we get to be part of the team. You have to be selected.
Yeah, only top 35 kids is the minimum you can have.
So what was that process like for you?
It was a little nerve-wracking at first, but then once you started getting the hang of it, it was fun.
Some folks might be sitting at home thinking, well, it's seventh grade football, so yeah, it's cute. It's a bunch of little kids in uniforms and stuff, whatever. These are some big kids.
Yeah, there were a couple kids, about 6'2", 260, and they're pretty big.
In seventh grade. I don't even remember what I was in seventh grade, but I wasn't there. That's amazing. What's the football like at that level? Was it difficult for you to go from the Cam middle school program or the junior high program to all of a sudden playing at a level like this?
There is a little bit of a change going from 8-man to 11-man.
Sure.
But besides that, it's pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. But same technique-wise, a lot more competition.
What was the hardest part for you?
Hardest part was probably trying to catch the fast guys.
A lot more speed. A lot of size. You kind of found that out you guys got all the way to the national championship game. And from what I understood, you played a pretty quick team out of South Florida.
They were fast. Weren't very big, but they were fast.
Yeah. What was it like for you being able to play down at the Alamo Dome in Texas? That had to be pretty cool.
It was really cool. It was... And then before that, we went to the Army All-American Bowl, and so we got kind of the taste of the Alamo Dome. And then when it came game time, we were ready.
What was that atmosphere like for you being able to check out that Army All-American game? That's a high school all-star game. For people who aren't familiar with that, there are a number of kids who hold off on their commitments to colleges until that day. It's kind of a big deal. It's broadcast on national television, and folks get a real kick out of seeing the stars of the next couple of years in college. Were they pretty good to you? Did you get to talk a little bit with some of these guys and visit with them some?
We got to meet Alan Lazard, who is the lone Iowa Army All-American this year. And he's out of Urbandale. He's a wide receiver committed to Iowa State. But other than that, we mainly just got to talk to some of the directors.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tyler Bloom, who played his high school ball at Walnuts and went on to play at the University of Iowa, he is the director of the football university here in Iowa. He played in that Army All-American game.
Yeah, back in 2005, I believe.
Yeah. Do you work much with him? I know he's the eighth grade coach, so he's at a different level. But do you work much with all those coaches?
We've worked a little bit with him, mainly down in San Antonio. He came down to support Iowa. But before that, it was mainly just the seventh grade coaches.
Yeah. What was the toughest part for you about all this? I mean, as far as you're playing some football at the junior high level in CAM, these are all guys you know. You grew up with these guys.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're tossed into a situation where, wow, I don't recognize a single face here the first few days. Is it difficult when you're first thrust into that situation as a seventh grader?
When you're first put in there, it's a little difficult. But after even just a couple of days, when you start to get to know people, we've gotten a really close bond.
Really? Pretty competitive?
Yeah.
Pretty competitive guys, I suppose. Now, just 35 guys on the team, so for the most part, everybody's getting an opportunity out there.
Yep.
What positions you play?
Right guard on offense, which is the offensive line, and I played a little outside linebacker.
What'd you like best?
Probably linebacker.
Like putting the hurt on them?
Yeah.
Were you pulling quite a bit then as a guard? What type of, I mean, I know at the Steeler level, when you're playing in that youth football, that West Des Moines league, there are a lot of restrictions on what you can do.
Yep.
With offensive creativity and stuff. Do they lessen those restrictions when you're playing at that other level?
Yep, it's all high school rules.
Ooh, okay. So you get to do a lot of fun things.
Yep.
So what was the experience like for you overall from a football standpoint then? Has it heightened your interest in playing a lot of football here now as you get older?
It really has, and it's also taught me a lot of stuff about football, lots of technique.
What was the practice like for you? Because you're going to Central Iowa to practice. You can't do that every day, can you?
No, it's 3 days a week, usually Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday nights. And we just run plays and do drills and technique and not much conditioning.
Was it quite a bit more advanced than what you were used to?
Yeah.
Was that tough to get used to?
It's a little tough at first, but once you start getting used to it and you start getting the habit of what the practices are like, it's okay.
Now, there was another youngster from around this area, Gabe Pauly, from over in the Avoca area, who also participated.
Yep.
And what positions did he play?
He played fullback and linebacker as well.
Okay. All right. Very good. Is that his first year of doing this?
Yep.
Okay. So a little different perspective for him. Will you do it again next year?
I'll try out next year.
You got to try out. You can't just sign up, huh?
Nope.
So you love your mom and dad to death because they let you do this and chase you all over the country, right?
Yep.
You got to take care of them now. So what was the highlight? Was there any highlight that you had that you'll remember, a play in particular, or something that you'll remember from this?
Probably the play, the very last play of the semifinal game when we realized that we were going to the Dome.
Good opportunity. Great feeling. 41-6, South Florida got you?
Yeah.
In the championship?
We didn't play as well as we could have.
So is there a chance that you could even play those? You know, a lot of you guys could get back in eighth grade, maybe play a lot of those guys again next year?
Oh, yeah. There's a pretty big chance.
Would you like to do that?
I'd like to play South Florida again.
Paybacks are tough, aren't they? Very good. Now, would that be in the Alamo Dome then, too, next year?
If we make it all the way to the finals.
All the way back. Wow. So how many games total did you play?
In the national championship, five.
Mm-hmm. All the way to the national championship. And then last year you played, what, four games? So you've had a pretty good run with this.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, sounds like you're having a lot of fun. Should more guys get involved in this out here? Do you think more people from outside the Des Moines metro area will get involved once they learn more about it?
They really should, because even if you don't make it, it's worth the experience of trying out.
Well, I suppose you're probably picking up some things that you're just not going to get at the local level sometimes.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it sounds like you had a really good time. Who's your coach, by the way?
Head coach is Mike Thomas.
And where's he from?
Valley, or West Des Moines.
West Des Moines, okay. So most of the coaches are from Central Iowa?
Yep.
Great. Well, sounds like a real winner. Now, folks want to learn more about this. They can go online and find out about it, and they can even watch you play.
Yeah, on YouTube.
So what should they look for? Just Football University?
Football University, 7th grade game.
Okay.
And it'll be Iowa versus Seattle.
Excellent. All right. Well, you can check that out online and see what it's all about and see why Mitchell had so much fun. Hey, thanks for coming in this morning. Congratulations. We look forward to seeing more of you again next year when football season rolls around.
Thanks.